1, 2, 3. Just give me patience. Yeah.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, vitamin K injections for newborns. Okay, moms, I get it. It's scary when someone comes at you with a needle and your baby's just been born, they've swaddled her and put her on the warmer, and then in comes a nurse with a needle saying, I'm gonna give her an injection of vitamin K. And people freak out because our natural inclination is to defend our child. And more recently, parents have been declining the vitamin K injection for newborns. And in Nashville in 2014, this led to disaster. Four children had bleeds due to vitamin K deficiency in parents who had refused this life-saving treatment. Now, I want to tell you what vitamin K does, why we give it, and why you should give it, because it's crucial to potentially save your child's life or save them from permanent disability. Vitamin K is necessary for humans. We need it to clot our blood. And it turns out we can only get it from leafy green vegetables or, to a smaller degree, from intestinal bacteria that synthesize it. Now, children, newborn babies, have very low levels of it. Why? Because it doesn't cross the placenta from mom very well, and because they don't have a lot of those intestinal bacteria that make it. So it turns out they discovered in the 1900s that if you gave an injection of vitamin K to an infant, a newborn, right after birth, you could prevent what had for millennia been a potentially fatal complication of newborns, which is bleeding into the brain, into the intestines, into the organs of the skin. For all of human history, this has been a disastrous adverse event of childhood, right? And we were able to drop the rate to almost zero with this injection. It's one of the great advances in medicine. Now, in recent years, parents start to question everything, which we get it. Needles are scary. We're worried, are there preservatives in the vitamin that we're giving? There was a study in 1990 that claimed to show a connection between vitamin K injections and childhood leukemia, which is terrifying. And more people are afraid of vaccinations and needles, and are we traumatizing our child? Look, all of that is a natural fear reaction, because as humans, we operate from a place of fear, particularly when it comes to our children. But here's the real deal. Here's what's going on, because our emotions can serve us well in life, but they can also lead to disaster if we're not listening to our brains. Vitamin K in newborns, the argument that people give is, well, can't you just give it orally? You could. It's not as well absorbed. And we don't have an oral formulation in the United States. In Europe, where they do have oral vitamin K for children, it's a totally different setup. When parents go home, they have a nurse who visits and makes sure that they get the three separate doses of the oral pill. Here, that doesn't happen. And if you miss a single dose, your risk of bleeding goes up dramatically. The injection, on the other hand, lasts a long time, and it picks up very quickly when you need it. So even when you go home, you're still protected with vitamin K. Now, people will say, well, as a mom, I'm just going to eat a lot of kale and really load up on vitamin K, and that'll pass across the placenta. Nope, doesn't happen. I'm going to eat a lot of kale and really load up on vitamin K, and it'll pass through my breast milk to the child. Doesn't happen. Breast milk has very low levels of vitamin K. And here's the kicker. Kids who suffer bleeds due to vitamin K deficiency as newborns are almost exclusively breastfed. Formula-fed kids don't, because formula has a lot of vitamin K and they're drinking it all the time. Breast milk doesn't. What about preservatives and toxins and all the other buzzwords, right? No, you can actually request a preservative-free formulation of vitamin K. And in any case, the preservatives are present in such microscopic quantities that they don't cause harm to your baby. And so every reason to now, wait. The leukemia, you said leukemia, Z-Dog. Yes, I did. In 1990, there was this correlation in this study. Well, that freaked a lot of people out, including scientists who said, wait a minute, this is how science works. We have a finding. Let's see if we can replicate it. Multiple future studies showed no evidence that vitamin K is associated or causes childhood leukemia, full stop. Not a thing, okay? So, all that being said, imagine this. You decide, I'm not going to get that vitamin K for whatever reason. You go home with your beautiful baby. A couple weeks go by. The baby's not waking up very well, a little irritable, a little lethargic, now is not waking up at all. You call 911. You go to the ER. You do a brain scan. There's a catastrophic intracranial bleed. Your baby is in the operating room getting operated on, and you're there knowing that you could have prevented this by accepting that life-saving vitamin K injection. Now, this is not fantasy. This has happened. The reason we're making this video is so that no one has to live with that guilt, and no one has to know someone who lives with that guilt. Share this video. Get vitamin K for your newborn if you're an upcoming parent, or share this with someone who you know is going through that, and do it to prevent tragedy. We out. Hey, it's Dr. Z. Thanks for getting through the whole episode. That's a huge accomplishment. And so at this point, I just got to ask you for a few favors, because it just helps us so much if you leave a review on your favorite podcast platform and subscribe. It just really helps the algorithm to get this message out to others. The second thing is email me, hello@zdogmd.com. I get all these emails personally. I can't respond to them all, but I need to hear your voice, because especially on podcast, we don't have a comment section. And I want to hear how this episode affected you, what you'd like to hear in the future, what you think we got wrong, what we think we got right, anything, or just say hi. So that's really powerful. And the third thing is, financially, it helps us a lot to support the show in any way you can. And if you go to zdogmd.com/supporters, you can join our supporter tribe on your favorite platform, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, wherever. What that will get you on those platforms is live shows with me that are exclusive for supporters, and access to our Zoom meetings where we talk about awakening realization and we share with each other our own experience. It's a powerful group effect. It's a community, really. And we support and love each other and share, again, through our own experience, how we're waking up. So, and that ripples out into systems, into transforming healthcare and education and government. So it really starts with us. So join us there if you can. Again, zdogmd.com/supporters. And I'm so grateful to have you with us.